بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders,
ND 91797, please move your car.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned hadith. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت. The example of that person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person who does not make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the living and the dead person. It's a simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is comparing two people. One is idhakir and one who is not idhakir. And the idhakir, the one who is remembering Allah, is like a living person. A person who's got life in him. And the one who's not remembering Allah, he's like mayyit, a dead person. Simple words, but has a very profound meaning. And if we understand this hadith, we'll understand how important dhikrullah is in our life. If somebody has to ask us that I have a person who is living, if you wish, you can sit in his company, he's alive, he can talk to you, you can ask him some questions, you can benefit from him. And the other person is in another room, that person is a dead person. It's a corpse. It's a murda, it's a mayyit. Probably lying there for a few days. And the stench, insects around it, flies, foul smell, absolutely of no benefit to you. And you got the choice, you can spend a few days with this person, with the person who's living, or you can stay with the person who's dead. Any sane person, any intelligent person, will not wish to sit next to a dead person. And especially if the body is rotten, it is carrion, it is filthy, it's a corpse, it cannot benefit you. You cannot speak to it. It cannot answer you. It is of absolute no benefit to you whatsoever. In fact, it is a burden for you. The other person you can benefit from. He can give you something that you wish, whatever it may be. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us that we need to have Allah in our lives, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who has dhikr in his heart, he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's like a living person, he's vibrant, he's energetic, he's full of vigor, he's full of strength. And the one who is ghafil of Allah, does not make dhikr, he's absolutely useless. He's dead. You touch him also, he won't feel anything because he's dead. He cannot benefit you one bit. And this is your condition if you are non-dhakir, if you are a ghafil, one who is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. A life full of filth, misery, something that is useless, it is corpse, it is rotten, it is stenchy, it is foul. And therefore, respected brothers and elders, dhikrullah has been emphasized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran. Various ayahs. Remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. Dhikran kathira, 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 kathira. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned so many ahadith regarding halqas of dhikr also. Regarding dhikr in solitude, alone. The benefit of dhikrullah. How it chases shaitan far away. How it illuminates his heart. How it makes this spiritually dead heart of ours full of vigor and life like the living person. Ask ourselves that if we don't make the dhikr of Allah for one entire week, what is going to be our condition? Alhamdulillah, we come to the masjid. Women folk are reading salat at home. We are saying Allahu Akbar, Subhan Rabbil Azim, Subhan Rabbil Ala. We are hearing adhan. giving jawab to adhan, Quran tilawat, tasbihat, all this is making our heart, our spiritual heart, it is making it full of nur and light. And when that happens, and as I mentioned previously also in last week and the other week, that now all the filth that has accumulated in our heart, the spiritual maladies, whether it is anger, whether it is pride, jealousy, malice, love of dunya, love of some haram person, all those things that have rusted our heart and made those big black spots in our heart cover our entire heart, dhikrullah actually removes that filth from the heart. And when dhikrullah does not take place, like the dead person, there's no life in him, that heart has become spiritually dead, now there's nobody polishing it, or nothing is polishing it, you're not making any attempt to remove it, what's going to happen? It's going to become more and more corroded, it's going to become rusted, and that's exactly what Allah talks in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The whole heart has become so rusted. Now you take a rusted metal, and now you're going to polish it. The effort that is applied, the mujahada that is to be made. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah has given us His beautiful Mubarak name, Allah. And despite our tongues being napak, our hearts being so filthy, Allah has given us the opportunity to take His Mubarak name. And when we take His name, take it with sweetness, with the diyan, that azmat Allah is full of greatness. Allah is most supreme. Allah is most lofty. There is nobody greater than Allah. Allahu Akbar. Min kulli shay. You cannot compare anything to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is kabir. Kibriya is only for Allah. Walahu al-kibriya'u fi samawati wal-ard. Whether it is the skies or the earth. Loftiness. Supremacy. Grandeur. Might. Power. Pride is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik al-Muluk, He is the controller of every single thing. The kings in the world, their lives are in the hands of Allah. Their treasures are in the hands of Allah. The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, has any one of us ever decided, let me try and rise the sun today, or let me try and set the sun today? Impossible. Have you ever pondered that who is this power behind the rising of the sun? The setting of the sun. Who is the one who brings down rain? Who is the one who brings different conditions? Who is the one who gives izzat, respect? Who is the one who takes away that honor and victory and glory from a person? Who is the one who makes a person rich? Who is the person who makes a person poor? Who is the one who gives health? Who is the one who takes away health and gives a person some sickness? Shifa is in Allah's hands. Cure is in Allah's hands. So everything belongs to Allah. Our rozi, we eat so happily, so merrily. Even then we are told to remember Allah. Bismillahi wa barakatillah. After we eat, or during eating also, we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After eating also, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before going into the toilet, we are thinking of Allah, making dua. We come out, we praise Allah. We go to sleep, we praise Allah. We wake up in the morning, we praise Allah. The entire day, Allah, Allah, Allah. That makes a person a zakir. You are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikrullah that we sit and make, take your tasbih and you read 100 times, La ilaha illallah, wa Allah, Allah, istighfar, whatever tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, yubi hamdihi, or the fourth kalima. When we read this, all these things are going to make our heart illuminated, brightened. And then we're going to develop a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A ta'alluq with Allah. A bond with Allah. And this bond is what the bond our mashayikh talk about. The ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not have this bond, if this bond is cut off, then we are like the dead person. That carrion meat, that corpse, that wood has got a stenchy, foul smell of no benefit, absolutely useless. Allah wants us to become vibrant in His remembrance. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرْ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرْ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. You would be like zinda people, alive, and with barakat of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we ponder, when we say La ilaha illallah, we are making nafi illallah ithbat. Nafi, We are negating all those ilahs, all those things besides Allah, all those things that are worshipped besides Allah, all those carnal desires, we are saying la to all those things. Whatever has become an obstacle in us reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sing la to it. All the powers of this world, we say la to all those powers. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can harm us. Nobody can harm us. La to all those powers. Illallah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This builds in us our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The environment we are living in, everything makes it us feel so gloomy, depressed. The media, the press, the social media, everything makes us feel so terrible and it makes us far away from thinking of Allah's greatness and Allah's power. How can we forget Allah's might? Everything is in Allah's control. This whole universe, this entire world, all the skies and the earth, and the mountains and the oceans and insan and jinnat and the angels, whatever it, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing, 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 nothing. Not even a tiny little particle, an atom. Nothing can happen except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can any human create something that will defeat Allah ta'ala's power? Ma'ad Allah, never. Impossible. Allah is ghalib. Nobody can overpower Allah. We are maghloob. We become overpowered. All our intelligence, the whole world together, all the intelligent people of this world, get them together and all the intelligence is absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, focus our attention to the might of Allah. La ilaha la. That woman that is troubling in your life, that haram woman, whether it's a secretary, whether it's some staff at the school, or the madrasa, or some, wherever she may be, or that young girl, you have developed an illicit relationship with her, or that boy, you have developed an illicit relationship with him. We say la to that, because our hearts have to become pure. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for those things that Allah permits us. That is the haram pleasure. That haram pleasure, if we do not make zikr and remove that pleasure, that haram pleasure will cause us towards zina. It will take us to committing zina. Then there will only be nadama to us. That deal that the person has offered us, it is a haram deal. Things are bad. Hey, let me make a few nice bucks there. And I need to make some money now. And what a good opportunity it is. But you know it is haram. That's the time we say la to it. Never mind, I'll suffer some poverty, but I won't indulge in haram. Allah will give you the richness. Allah puts different people through different tests. Doctors have lost all hope. Let's turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If shifa is written for you, it will come for you. But at least you have turned to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Even in those days when you are in pain and suffering, Allah is not blind to that. Allah is rewarding you tremendously. And of course, there have been so many people that doctors have said it's impossible to do anything for you. Yet they survived not 1 year, years, the doctor even passed away. And they were still living. So life is in Allah's hands. Maut in Allah's hands. All we need to do is make the dhikr of Allah. Every single buzurg in the world, every sheikh, emphasized the importance of dhikrullah, dhikrullah, dhikrullah. When you take our tasbih, and make dhikrullah every single day of our lives. Whether the dhikr program and all, this is just for us to remind ourselves, to show us the importance of dhikrullah in our life. Then in the car, you won't even realize that now your lips are moving. Why? Because you become accustomed to making the dhikr of Allah. You're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're in that environment and people are not doing things Islamically, you'll feel restless. You'll feel uncomfortable. You'll move away immediately. If people are talking rude things, vulgar language, bad things, lewd, nonsensical things, immoral things, then immediately the zakir will feel restless like a fish out of water. And immediately he'll change the conversation. Or he'll move away from there. Why? Because a zakir is like a fish in the water. Take the fish out of the water, it begins to tremble. It wants to go back into that environment of the water. Like that, a zakir wants to go back into zikrullah. So then Allah Ta'ala will guide him. He'll see that which is right. He'll do what is right. He'll think what is right. If any filthy thought comes into his mind, immediately when it comes, then he'll dispel it. He'll say, no, my Allah will become naraz with me. He won't move to haram. He'll go towards halal. Allah will protect him. If he does commit make a mistake, Allah will give him tawfiq of making tawbah immediately. He'll make tawbah istighfar. He'll develop in himself humility. That arrogance and pride will then become less and lesser in his life. Previously he was a very arrogant person. But now through the barakat of dhikr, and he's focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's pleasing his Allah, he'll become a humble person. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq. Give all of us tawfiq. Dhikrullah ku pakarlo. Hold fast unto dhikrullah. Hold fast unto dhikrullah. Friday, alhamdulillah, we have restarted our Friday. We have read durood and salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kathrat se durood puro, durusari puro. Read in abundance. Friday is a day. We come early to the masjid. We read our surah kahaf. Whatever other Quran tilawat we're making, take out our tasbih and read durood sharif. Especially asr to maghrib on a Friday. You read the kitab of the ulama. They would try and spend that time, the males of course, in the masjid. Women folk at home, take your tasbih, durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a lot. And before Maghrib is such a Mubarak time on a Friday, before Maghrib is a time for dua. So alhamdulillah, we read our durood, 40 durood, and then we engage in dua, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. That's a time you beg from Allah because the dua is answered, inshallah. So inshallah, we need to develop this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dhikrullah every single day of our life. Of course, ask an alim, ask the sheikh, what dhikr I must make, how much I must make. Basic dhikr everybody prescribes, 100 times la ilaha illallah, and 100 times Allah Allah, 100 times istighfar, and 100 times durood sharif. Or at least read the 40 durood, as the sheikh has made it so easy for us, but we must read something. If we cannot do that much also, whatever amount we are able to, read 10 times at least. But read with dhyan, with concentration, with love, with sweetness. Even if it's just 10 times only. For the whole day, you only need to say Allah, 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 Allah. But that's a start. Rather than not taking the name of Allah at all. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. And inshallah encourage others also to make dhikrullah. Dhikr must become aam in the whole world. Durood sharif must become aam in the whole world. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل إلى سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناكم عافر ما هم لخطاكم عافر ما يا الله بوهدكم زور يا الله يا الله مغني قال يا الله ضعيف يا الله Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah. Ey Malik al-Kareem, you are Malik yawm al-Din. You are Malik al-Mulk, may Allah. You are wa Khaliq wa Raziq, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who is protecting us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who created us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who is bestowing so many favors upon us and ni'mats upon us, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for being ungrateful to you, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we have done, may Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for the iman that you have given us. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are giving us so faith to read our salat, ya Allah. The men folk for jamaat in the masjid. Ya Allah, do not take away this ni'mat again, ya Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are providing food for us, ya Allah. You are giving us clothes to wear, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us a chance to take your Mubarak name, ya Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we make shukr for every single ni'mat that you have given us, may Allah. Do not snatch away any ni'mat from us, may Allah. Increase us in this ni'mat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for forgiveness, may Allah, for every single sin we committed. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally. Ya Allah, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, public, in privacy. May Allah, wherever we committed those sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are away. Ya Allah, you conceal those sins from the people, may Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub. Ya Allah, we are asking you, ya Allah, to wash away those sins completely, may Allah. And give us that himmat, ya Allah, to make tawbat al-nasuha. And give us that himmat to refrain from every single sin that will make you naraz, may Allah. From every single deed that will make you naraz, may Allah. Make us do only those things that will make you happy, may Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when Maut is going to strike us, may Allah. None of us sitting here knows whether he will stand up, ya Allah, after this gathering, even, may Allah. None of us know we will reach home, even, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, every one of us has to taste death, may Allah. Help us to prepare for Maut, may Allah. Help us to prepare for Maut, may Allah. Ya Allah, our lives, we have spent so many years of our life in ghaflat, may Allah. In complete ghaflat, may Allah. Ya Allah, when we read the lives of the pious people, for beloved Rasul Pak Sosam and the Anbiya Ali Musrat, Sahaba Ikram, the Tabi'een, Salafi Salihim, Ya Allah, they spend their time, their life, every moment of their life, Ya Allah, in your dhikr, my Allah. And we are spending all our moments in ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. We are asking you for hidayat, my Allah. Show us sirat al-mustaqeem. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqeem, my Allah. Don't make us go astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become misled, ya Allah. Don't make us mislead others also, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, by Allah. Ya Allah, pour your sustenance from the skies for us, by Allah. Especially those who are maqroos, have got qarz, by Allah. Those who have got no food to eat, by Allah. Ya Allah, those who have got no money to pay their debts, by Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for them from unseen sources, by Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, by Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa, by Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, may Allah. Grant the family sabr jameel, may Allah. E malik e kareem, may Allah. Give us also maut and iman, maut in Madinah Sharif. Grant us burial in jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawdi kuthur water from his mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, make us to zakireen and shakireen. Give us qanaat in our lives, give us zuhd in our lives. Ya Allah, give us taqwa in our lives, give us wara in our lives, give us humility and tawazu, may Allah. Grant us a qalbi saleem, may Allah. Ya Allah, that is free from all type of filth, may Allah, and kufr and shirk, may Allah. Ya Allah, make the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come into our lives, may Allah. Protect us from all type of bid'ah, may Allah. Ya Allah, these Mubarak days that have come, may Allah. Ya Allah, this month of Muharram, ya Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shahrullah, it is the month of Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we are asking you give us tawfiq to keep roza on the 9th and 10th of Ashura, my Allah. And accept it from us, my Allah. Help us to do good deeds, my Allah. Protect us from sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are pareshan, my Allah, in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, so many have lost their homes even through some fire or some disaster, my Allah. Ya Allah, you restore them, my Allah. You provide for them, my Allah. Help us to become the means of assisting the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep us united, my Allah. Ya Allah, make muhabbat between us, my Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have got different hajat. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك الرحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما وارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, remove all our difficulties, whoever has got any pareshani, whatever it may be, يا الله, remove that pareshani completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, protect us from azab of qabr and azab of jahannam. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, there's so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age. Find them the suitable partners. Allah, help them to make proper nikah, my Allah. Bless them with children and pious children, my Allah. So many are married and got no children, my Allah. Allah, grant them pious offspring, my Allah. So many are expecting children, my Allah. Grant them pious, healthy children, my Allah. Make that birth be easy for them, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, whatever people have requested us, ya Allah, people from far and wide, so many, ya Allah, overseas also, my Allah, they are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got cancer, they've got different other illnesses, ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillah.